Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. My name is Bill Paravano, and here in this podcast series, each week we go over different topics and challenges individuals are having with chronic knee pain. And of course, I'm going to give my standard disclaimer. None of the information here that I'm going to pass along to you or share with you in this podcast is to be construed as medical advice. This is information that I have used to help both myself and countless clients get out of chronic knee pain over the past 10 years or so. And of course, a lot of the information here is for individuals who have already gone and got their knees checked out and nothing is broken or torn. And that's very much a priority. First and foremost, see what you're dealing with as far as your chronic knee pain. If you've had an injury, you have something going on, go to your doctor, get an x-ray, a CT scan, MRI, get it checked out. Make sure there are no physical problems in terms of something is being broken or torn. And of course, this is also for individuals who want to deal with their chronic knee pain in a natural way, that they're not into the prescription drugs, the painkilling shots, or the surgery. Because once you get down that road, it's a lot of times it's just putting band-aids over what's going on in your knees. And my approach with dealing with knee pain is to really understand what's going on. We want to have both a worm's eye view and a bird's eye view. We want to have a microscopic and a macroscopic picture of what's going on in your knees, because that is what's really going to come forth by getting both of those pictures. We want to see exactly where your knee is hurting. And then we also want to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Because many times, knee pain is not just in the knee. The knee pain also is affecting the ankles, the feet, the hips, the lower back, the upper back, the shoulders, the arms, the jaw, the whole body, when it experiences chronic knee pain, experiences the tension. So in order for your knees to hurt, your knees to be tight, your knees to be painful, burning, shooting, whatever it is your knees are feeling, you have to have a tension pattern from your head to your feet. And what ends up happening is what's going on in your knee is just the weakest link in the series of tension. So name your situation, name your condition, name your issue, and you can trace that line of tension from your feet all the way to your head. That's why it's so important to get both the worm's eye view and the bird's eye view. And when you're looking at it that way, understanding what is pain. What is pain in your knees? Well, you have nerves. You have your nervous system. And when those nerves are interfered with in some way, whether it be because your diet is not working for you, whether it's not enough exercise, whether it's not enough stretching or too much stretching, all of it can cause an unnatural tension pattern in your body and causing pain to go to your knees. So it's all affecting the nerves in your knees. So why are the nerves being interfered with? Why are your knees wearing away? Why is the meniscus beginning to wear away? Why is the cartilage beginning to wear away? Why is the diagnosis arthritis? Why do you have a Baker cyst in back of your knee? Why do you have pain in your kneecap? Why do you only have pain on the inside of your knee, below your knee? So all of it relates to a tension pattern that is going on in your body. And that's my approach. We look at five different areas. We look at water. We look at nutrition. We look at exercise. We look at stretching, and we look at breathing. And all of those five key components go and contribute to whether you have chronic knee pain or not. And the body is like a safe, one of those big combination safes to a bank. And you can turn that knob a couple turns to the left or several turns to the right to a specific number, 17, 23, 54. And if you get one of those numbers off, the safe doesn't open. Same thing happens with your knee pain. What you're experiencing with your knees is directly related to what you're doing and to the degree you're doing it. And it's either making your knees improve or making your knees worse. So what I focus on is creating comfort. And the more comfort you create in your body, in your nervous system, in your knees, the better off your body responds. Because once again, you're looking at your nervous system. You're looking at the aspects of your nervous system. You either have a component of your nervous system that's getting tighter and more tense and pinching on the nerves, making it more irritating in your knees, or you're making them more relaxed. So are the exercises you're doing or being told to do, are they making your knees worse? Or are they making your knees better? And you know, because can you see marked improvement? Can you see from week to week your knees are improving? 99 out of 100 times, clients that I work with who have been working with other professionals can't say that. They've been going to 10 sessions. And they've been working with the physical therapist, the physiotherapist, what their doctor has told them. And they would go to session after session after session. And their knees wouldn't improve. They're not even sure if their knees are getting any better or if they're changing at all. They're kind of hoping. And if you're questioning whether it's working, after you've been working at it for months and months and months and sometimes even years, it's not working. It's not changing. The changes should be pretty significant in a pretty short period of time. If the professional that you're working with knows what they're doing, and most of the time the people that are giving advice haven't been there. They haven't experienced knee pain. They're regurgitating a formula that they learned in a book. And that doesn't make your knees feel any better, which is consequently the situation that we're in a lot of times. So, okay, enough of that. I'm going to give you some updates here on Janelle and Zach, two of the clients that I've been working with one-on-one. Janelle is actually ready to graduate. I just had a call with her a little bit ago, and she's actually feeling confident enough that she is good to go. She'll probably stay on in the virtual clinic, which is where all the videos are there. She was perusing in the virtual clinic this past week and found some exercises and stretches that I hadn't talked to her about that she had found some benefit from. So I think she's going to stay on with that. And she's just having some phenomenal results. We're in her fourth month. Now, prior to that, she was dealing with knee pain for 2.5 years. She was working with people one-on-one, physical therapists and people like that who were able to put their hands on her and help her with that. And over a period of 2.5 years, she didn't see any improvement. And within the last month has really been more of a confidence builder to see that it's really stuck, the work that we've done. But within a 90-day period of time, she was good to go. She didn't have knee pain anymore. Matter of fact, she's been real excited because she's been going dancing. I think I mentioned on the other week's podcast how she sent me an email. She went dancing the one Saturday night for 3 hours. She hasn't been able to do that since she's had the knee pain. And, of course, anybody who has knee pain realizes they don't want to go out and really do anything because, well, you don't want to look like a wallflower. And, Zach, we're in our third week this week, and after 2 weeks, Zach was able to squat, do a full squat. The pain has been significantly reduced. He is able to go up steps fine. Going down steps is a little weak for him. However, he's doing, got him on a series of exercises to build up the strength in that right leg of his. And that's really where he's feeling most of the weirdness going down steps is because the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint are a little weak. So we're working with that, and that's continuing to progress. So with that being said, I would encourage you to participate. I would encourage you to get into the virtual clinic. I would encourage you, I have my home study course out there. I have my ebook. I have my one-on-one coaching. And that is generally the fastest way of getting from where you are, which is generally seems like you're very dependent. You're not sure what to do for your knees. It's like you're scared to do anything. You're always thinking about your knees. They're always a concern. To get from that place of doubt, that place of concern, that place of worry, the place that you don't need to be anymore, and work with, get to a place of where you feel confident, where you feel independent, where you feel that you don't have to think about your knees anymore, that you can go walking and hiking and running and biking and dancing and all those things that you love to do that your knees are keeping you from doing so. And understand that I will walk you step by step each week. We work on where your knees are, where the tension in your body is, and create comfort each week and get you to that place of total confidence with your legs. So, okay. And just some of the places that we've had some people who have been working with over the past week. Wallington, Surrey in the United Kingdom. We had someone from Singapore as well as Raleigh, North Carolina. So that's been very exciting to see people from all over the world getting benefit from the work. And it's been great. So, okay. Got a great testimonial from Musyusa. This was very cool. The individual said, "Hey, Bill, thanks for the emails. I find them very much an enemy of pain, and I'm healing after following your advice. I bought your book 5 days ago, and today it is working miracles. I've been a friend of knee pain lately, but now I'm fast kissing it goodbye. You're really a star, Bill. May the will of God keep shining on you. Blessings." Well, that is very cool. I'm very appreciative of emails like that. It's always a pleasure to see people, clients, get out of pain, to be in that place of, you know, creating that environment for them where they can begin to heal and do what they need to do, those correct steps that they need to take to create the conditions to allow their body to heal themselves, and then they can live their lives. That's phenomenal. So anyhow, thank you very much, Musyusa, and let me know if there's anything I can continue to help you with. So, okay, got a question here from Beth. And by the way, just a note, not all the emails I get are that nice. However, I like to focus on those, and those emails that aren't so nice, I try to do what I can to support them. So, because when you're in pain, it's like all you want to do is get out of pain, whatever the quickest way is, especially knee pain. Okay, question here from Beth. Hi, Bill. I got your emails, and I'm so interested in the topic about the tear in the meniscus. This is what happened to my knee. No operation has been done because I am not apt to do it. There is swelling above my knee, though, and pain when I'm standing for a long time. Can you help me on this? Thanks, Beth. Well, Beth, I'm going to need more information on the degree of tear in your meniscus. A lot of times, the doctors will say if there is a quarter tear or less in the meniscus, it will heal on its own. However, if it's too big of a tear, then it won't. So that's what the doctors say. As far as swelling above your knee, it can be because of the tear in the meniscus. I don't know how long ago you injured this, what kind of pain you're in. And this is what's really important. And when I work with clients one-on-one, I get like almost like a detective trying to figure out exactly what is going on in your knee, how long the issue has been there, what kind of discomfort it's causing. If it's been broken or torn, of course, you want to get that fixed. And then if it is broken or torn, you want to look at the degree it's been broken or torn. Like meniscus can heal itself. Ligaments can heal themselves. Tendons can heal themselves if they're partially torn. However, if they're fully torn, then that's not the case. So we need to get kind of like, and that's where I said the microscopic view. We need to like zoom in and see exactly what's going on to get a better understanding of what's going on with your knees, and then zoom back out and see how we can look at water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing to get you to a place where your body can start healing what's going on in your knees. So that really is, Beth, if you want to send me another question here and give me more details on that, that'd be great. If you want to send me an email to bill@theKneePainGuru.com, that would be awesome, because what we can do is set up a free consultation, and I can get into the details of exactly what's going on with your knee and see maybe if I can help you or not. Odds are I can assist you in some way, and if I can't, I'm going to point you in the direction of where to go. You know, if it's go seeing your doctor, maybe go seeing a local practitioner, whether it be a physical therapist or physiotherapist, something like that. At least point you in a direction of what you can do to help yourself if I wouldn't be able to help you. So anyhow, hopefully that clears it up for you. And if it doesn't, let's set up that free consult. Okay. Next question. Dear Bill, I have knee pain for the last 2 years. Got the same. I have had knee pain for the last 2 years. Got the same checked up at a lot of places and was undergoing physiotherapy also. Now it is becoming worse on the inner side of the knee, in both of the knees after sitting for some time. It seems like somebody is pricking needles on the inner sides of my knee. Please suggest. Regards, Puneet Jane. Okay, Puneet, thank you for your question. The pain on the inside of the knees, once again, I'm not getting the background on it. How long have you had the pain? Did you injure it? Did it come on gradually? All of that is going to give me a better understanding of what's going on in your knees. Generally, there's, in my experience, there's a tension pattern going on the inside of the knees with the relationship between the feet, the ankles, and the knees. And a lot of times, that the pain, the way the body is holding tension pattern from the feet all the way up to the head, will cause the pain to be in the knees on the inner side. And I really go into that in my virtual clinic. I have my passive stretching section of my virtual clinic where I talk about it's about relaxing those tension patterns. It's about creating space in the inner part of your knee that allows the tension to be taken off the nerves. And that would be really important. And of course, there's also an additional tension pattern if you're experiencing this while you're sitting. So that needs to be looked at as well. And what I've done in my virtual clinic, especially in the passive stretching section, is I've gone over all of the possible scenarios that the knees can hold, at least that I could think based on questions that I've been asked, how the knees hold tension patterns. And I walk you exactly through how you would find these places of tension, discomfort, and how to relieve them. So that's what I would check out if I were you. Let's see. Okay, next question from Emilio. How's it going, Bill? I checked out your videos on YouTube. It was some good information. I have only one question for you right now. Is there something I should be doing to get ready for surgery? I plan on repairing my ACL and my MCL, so I was just wondering if I should be doing some kind of exercise or just relax and wait until after the surgery. Great question. Awesome question, Emilio. Yeah, I had my ACL repaired, and of course, hindsight is 20/20. What I would want to do in that case, I would focus on my nutrition. I would focus on my diet. Of course, as far as the exercises that you would want to do, I'd leave that up to your doctor or your physical therapist. Sometimes they suggested, I remember before my ACL surgery, they had suggested I started doing the exercises beforehand. Because what happens is the leg will atrophy very quickly, meaning the muscles in the legs will start to kind of get real thin. It was crazy fast how quickly the muscles in my left leg atrophied after the surgery. I remember it was within a week, and I looked, and it was like my left leg looked like a pencil compared to my right leg. And, of course, the right leg gets more work because it's compensating for the left leg. So I would check with your doctor as to see what type of exercises that they would suggest. Then I would look at my diet, and I get into that in a lot of detail in my virtual clinic about the water and the nutrition. Because what you want to do is you want your body at the optimal capacity to be able to heal after the surgery. If you don't have enough water, and by the way, when you have when the anesthesiologist puts you under or gives you the drugs for the surgery, your body has to clean that out. So it's so important to make sure you have enough water in your body to be able to clean out the drugs from the surgery and all of that. So that's real important, as well as the nutrition, because there's actually foods you can eat that can cause swelling in your body. Specific foods like grains and dairy, that if you eat these types of foods, what happens is it causes a state of chronic inflammation. And then if your body's trying to heal what's going on in your knees after the surgery, that it will take longer. Your body now has to deal with the inflammation and the swelling in your intestines, as well as heal from what's going on in the surgery. So that is something that you would want to definitely address. There's the book, The Paleo Diet, that I am a big proponent of. I believe it's amazing and phenomenal, the information in that book, as far as how you can begin to change your diet to optimize the body's ability to heal itself from a nutritional aspect. So I would definitely look into that book. You can get on the Knee Pain Guru website, and I have links to that book and all that. So that would be beneficial for you. So I think dealing with the water and the nutrition is be really helpful for getting you to a place of healing as fast as you could. I would educate myself. I would read up on the surgeries as well, and see how, exactly what the doctor is suggesting as far as the replacement for the ACL and the MCL. Are they going to use a cadaver? Are they going to use hamstring? Are they going to use a quad tendon or a patella tendon? And understand the what is described as the pain that you'll experience after the surgery. Because depending on the type of surgery you get, it's going to be a different type of pain. A lot of times when they use, they use my patella tendon to replace the ligament in the knee that I had torn. Now, the patella tendon surgery has a completely different pain than a hamstring surgery. When they use your hamstring in order to replace it. Or they use a quad tendon, like Zach, the guy that I'm working with, that I've been posting videos on my blog about that. He had a quad tendon that they used. So there's different types of pain. So I'd educate myself on that as well. I'd look into that, do some Google searches on it, and get some details for yourself on that. So hopefully that will answer your question. So, okay, next question from Linda. Hey, Bill, I've asked you so many questions, but you seem to be ignoring them and sending me emails of other people's questions. Okay, here's a question for you. Is aqua aerobics and swimming good for the knees? Linda. Okay, Linda, thank you for your question. I apologize that I haven't been able to get to your questions. I have not been ignoring them. It's just that I have to understand I get a huge amount of questions. There are a lot of people out there with knee pain, so I do my best to address them and address common questions that people ask, as a way of helping everyone as a whole. So please be compassionate and understanding for me and how I'm trying to help. Aqua aerobics and swimming, is it good for the knees? Depends. Is it causing pain or not? And that is a huge piece. I think aqua aerobics and swimming can be beneficial. You have to look at your individual situation. You have nothing here on the type of pain that you're feeling with your knees, and it's very difficult for me to give you a response. Some people respond to cycling. Other people respond to walking. Other people respond to specific exercises. You know, it all depends. So that's very much individually specific, and that's really what it boils down to, is being able to understand what exactly is going on with you and how the right combination, like that combination to that safe of water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing is going to help you. So, okay, on to the next question. Dear sir, I am 62 years old and I was walking nicely a distance of 5 kilometers every morning along with one of my friends. After some months, I felt pain in my right knee and thereafter in both the knee joints. I reduced the morning walking. I'm about 5'7 and weigh 74 kilograms. I'm not addicted to any vices or any medicine. I'm very much attracted to read your web medicine reports every day. I request you to advise some natural processes or exercises for healing my joints and re-equip my morning walking instead of medicine or books. Thanking you, M. Rout. Okay. Got it. Medicine or books. Okay, well, I have lots of audios and videos up on my website. How about that? It's difficult to say. Like I said, just because I have an age, a height, and a weight doesn't mean I get – that really isn't – I mean, unless a person is severely obese, that is the only reason why weight would be a huge issue in terms of their chronic knee pain. However, a lot of what I found is that it's an unnatural tension pattern that's going on in the body for whatever reason, and we need to begin to loosen what's tight and strengthen what's loose to bring the body back into balance, while at the same time looking at water, nutrition, and breathing. And the breathing, of course, helps reduce the tension in the nervous system. So, that really is, I mean, there's fish oil that's helpful as far as helping with pain in the knees. There are some specific supplements. However, I don't believe you really need the supplements so much as if you get those five components all tweaked in. I was reading something yesterday. There was a doctor that was saying that whenever there's a knee injury, whenever the person has an ACL injury or a ligament injury in their knee, that it doesn't matter, they're going to get arthritis. And I'm thinking to myself, huh, okay, well, that doesn't seem quite right. That there is no other option for the body to not get arthritis if you have an ACL injury. So I've been going, let's see, 98. It's been 12 years since my initial knee injury. And since then, was it 11 years since my surgery? So it's 11 years and I don't have pain in my knee anymore. So I'm wondering, I don't know, maybe the doctor's wrong. That's just my own experience. Anyhow, so like I said, I get into my website, the Knee Pain Guru, and I have lots of content in there that's really beneficial. I'd sign up, you know, for the ebook. If you sign up, purchase the ebook, you get the first month in the virtual clinic for free. So even if you don't want to read the ebook, I still have, I don't know, there's probably 60 or 70 videos in there right now that specifically go through different aspects of the knee joint and how to relax the tension in there, how to stretch, exercises to go on to do in there. Yeah, so I really think that's going to be beneficial for you. So I'd check that out and see what you think. And if that isn't helping, well, then shoot me another email. So, okay. Next question. I'm 40 years old. I have been having a burning sensation around my knees and the lower part of my leg. Even the base of my feet used to burn. I saw an orthopedic about 10 days back. He ordered x-rays of my knees and concluded it is early osteoarthritis in both of my knees. I experienced pain in my knees as well. First time I experienced pain was about 4 to 5 months ago. Is there any way to reverse osteoarthritis If so, then how? I am eager to receive a response from you to my queries. Until I know that this condition of early osteoarthritis is possible to reverse, I would not like to buy any program of any sort. Regards, Nihal. Okay, Nihal. Well, from a Western medical model, there is no possible way to reverse osteoarthritis. How about that? How's that for options? However, I personally believe that the body has the infinite capacity to heal itself, that the body is just, there's something going on in the body that is not able to heal what's going on in the knees. So what we need to do is reverse those conditions that are creating the symptom. The symptom I see is the osteoarthritis. The symptom is the pain in the knees. So what else is going on in the body that is creating the knees? How can we bring the body back into balance so the knees go away on their own? So with that being said, you look at water, you look at nutrition, you look at exercise, you look at stretching, you look at breathing. And a lot of times I've had clients that just start drinking more water and their knee pain begins to disappear. It's as simple as that. Cut out the, because there's things you can drink that can actually make your knee pain worse. There are drinks out there. That is correct. That if you drink them, it creates more of an acidic state in your body. That acidic state sits in the area of most tension, just like a river that is going, that is getting drier. It doesn't have as much water cleaning it out, so it gets water that pools in certain areas, and it begins to get algae, and then mosquitoes come in, and then it starts to stink and all of that kind of stuff. It's the same thing with what's going on in your knees. If you got an area of tension and you don't drink enough water, the body is unable to clean itself out, and that stuff, the waste products from the body, sit in the area of most tension and cause issues. So by cleaning the body out, drinking more water, it begins to flush your body out. Now, here's where I believe that the arthritis piece comes in, that and that was a doctor, the Iranian doctor, Dr. Batman Geldage, that had talked about joint pain, knee pain being caused by chronic dehydration in the body. So he says by increasing your water intake, that that will flush out the joints and the knee pain will go away. However, I'm taking this a step further. There's a component of if there's tension in the knee itself, in which the body naturally holds tension as a result of protecting itself from being injured further. So you step off, you take a step, your knee kind of twists a little bit, you get a sharp pain, your knee tenses up to protect it from getting injured further. So you go back into your life, you have a dysfunctional, you have a functional tension pattern for the injury. It's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life and move around without the pain. So now you have your knee tensing up, and you hear from me, well, if I drink more water, there's a potential for my knee pain to go away. Well, absolutely true. If you flush out that knee joint, then that acidic state doesn't sit in there and irritate the nerves, and as a result, the joint is beginning to dry out. So then the joint begins to wear, which causes more pain, which causes more tension, which exaggerates the dysfunctional tension pattern. So you have that going on. So it's not only a function of drinking more water to flush out the joint. If there's too much tension in the joint, the water can't get in there. The blood and oxygen can't get in there. The nutrients in the blood and oxygen can't get in there. to heal what's going on in the knees. So you also have to address the tension pattern, the trauma that's stuck in the knee joint. And by focusing on comfort, you create more space in that knee joint that allows the knee joint to expand and the body to heal itself. So, compared to the Western medical model, I kind of like that one better. That's kind of my approach, and that's, you know, like I said, when I was talking about Emilio's question as far as the ACL-MCL surgery, according to the doctor that I was reading yesterday, I don't have any choice except to get arthritis in my knee. Well, you know, I don't buy it. I don't think that's going to happen. Of course, time will tell. You'd think after 11 years since my surgery, it would be getting worse. It's not. It actually is getting better. I have more flexibility now than I ever have. I have more strength now than I ever have. So that was, I mean, even before my injury. So I think when we create the conditions that the body can heal itself, we create the conditions to let the body function optimally, then all that other stuff just kind of falls by the wayside, all those symptoms and diagnoses. So that's my perspective. Okay, question here from Ken. I need a question answered after having a fast read of the book. You stated to increase tendon strength, you must exercise for at least 7 seconds after you are fatigued, when the overall time of the exercise is short, sometimes 1 to 2 minutes. Is the above statement realistic? I have not tried anything as of now, as I just read the book for an overview. Okay. Well, I guess it's realistic if you try it, and it's not realistic if you don't. It's one of those things that it's like, this is stuff that I've tried. This is stuff that I have put countless clients through, and you get the results. So to implement stuff in theory and to read it and think if it works or not, it's like, how does it feel in your body? Do it. I mean, you got a minute, time minute, go and do a slow squat, 30 seconds down, 30 seconds up, and see what happens in your legs. It probably took you longer to write the email, start up your computer, write the email, and send this to me than it would to actually do that 1 minute slow squat. Get the results, see for yourself, and ask me a question with your own experience. You know, I tried this. I did the slow squat for a minute. This is what happened. And then I can tweak it. So, I mean, it's realistic for me because I've done it. It's realistic for me because I live it. It's realistic for me because I've seen countless clients get improvements from it. So, of course, it's realistic for me. The question is it realistic for you? And right now, it's only in theory for you. So begin to apply those theories. That makes it a reality. Theory only goes so far. Theory people talk about and philosophize and pontificate about. And it's what really needs to happen is we need more reality. We need more, well, this is what really happens when I insert tab A into slot B. This is what really happens in my body when I do this squat. This is what happens in my body when I do this stretch. Then you have something to work with. Other than that, it's just theory disconnected from the pain in your body. So anyhow, you know, that's my approach there, and well, I guess we all have to question reality. So anyhow, okay, next question is, Dear Mr. Bill, I recently purchased your book when I went to the doctor sometime back after looking at my x-ray. The doctor told me I have early osteoarthritis. Please advise that these exercises will help me for the same, since they say that the cross legs is not good for osteoarthritis patients. Please advise. Regards, Jayant. Okay. I'm curious as to why the crossing of the legs is not good for osteoarthritis patients. Not really getting that one. Once again, in Jayant, it was the same. I'd answered this question the exact same way I answered two questions ago. That was Nihal's question, because she was having early onset of osteoarthritis. Is it possible to reverse it? So I would go the same approach. That you need to look at all of those situations, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. Get your water and nutrition dialed in. And that's, honestly, I think you're going to see a huge benefit for that. All that stuff's in my virtual clinic, all that I go into detail on. In the virtual clinic, they have a daily knee health worksheet that you can track all of your exactly what's going on in your knees, the pain in the morning, the pain in the evening, the exercise that you're doing, the whole nine yards. So I think anyone who's diagnosed with early onset osteoarthritis, unless there's something visible that you can see underneath the x-rays, the doctor needs to say something. I mean, they need to diagnose it as something, and anytime there's pain in the joint, it's kind of a catch-all to diagnose it as arthritis. So, and then look at exercise, stretching, and breathing. I go into the details in my ebook on the exercises to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the joint. But once again, you're looking at bringing the body into balance. What needs to be, we need to tighten what's loose and loosen what's tight. And in doing so, you need to strengthen the structure. That's the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint. And I go into that in detail in my ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now. And you can get access to that by going to freekneepainreport.com, and that's going to have put in your first name and email address, and I'll send you out a free report that I talk about those five components: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And that's going to give you the overview, and then on the next page you have an opportunity to access my ebook. So that should cover that question. Next question is, I have an overused sports injury. In fact, I'm a basketball coach, 43 years old. I have no swelling on my knee, but the pain, but it hurts. Please advise, Azad. Okay, Azad. The pain in the knee, once again, you're looking at the nerves. How are the nerves being affected? How are they being squeezed upon? The more, and that's your nervous system. Your nervous system being affected. The nerves in your knee being interfered with, sending a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. An overused sports injury, especially, and I'm going to go on a limb saying if you're a basketball coach, that you have played a reasonable amount of basketball in your life. So what tends to happen from an anatomical perspective is it's what's called a femur override, that the bone in the upper leg slides slightly over the top of the bone in the lower leg. So it's going to be difficult to extend the leg. And that can cause pain. It's difficulty straightening your leg out because of the way the joint is set up when it holds this tension pattern. So a lot of times what I've seen is that when you exaggerate that pattern, you take that femur a little bit over the top of the tibia, which is the bone in your lower leg, a little bit more, it relieves the tension in the knee, and the knee goes back on its own. So that's something that you may want to look at. I go into details in my virtual clinic. I also have my knee pain home study course. And that is something you can go to, actually, kneepainhomestudycourse.com. And I go into all the details on that. So you can check that out, and I think that'll be a lot of benefit to you. Okay, next question. Hi, Bill. I'm feeling better in my knees, and my knees start bending after 3 months, but I still feel pain in both of my knees, more in the left. I can't jog properly. During this, I felt that someone put needles in my knee joints. Please help me and give me some good and easy advice. Fiza. Okay, Fiza. I don't know if I can give you any different advice than what I've been giving everybody else. Increase your water intake. Check out that book, That Paleo Diet by Dr. Lauren Cordain. And I believe that's going to really help you a whole lot in terms of your diet. The exercises, I'd check out my ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now. Go to freekneepainreport.com, put in your first name and email address, and all of that information will be sent to you. And with the first with each purchase of my ebook, you get a free month in my virtual clinic that I go over those five areas in depth: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And that's really going to help you a whole lot. I also have my home study course, the Knee Pain Home Study Course. And you can go to kneepainhomestudycourse.com. And that all of those are going to be beneficial to you. Those are different ways that you can address the tension in your knees. What's most important is that we want to focus on creating comfort. We want to create that space. We want to stop the irritation of the nerves. We want to stop that feeling of the needles, feeling like someone's sticking needles in your knees. And as that dissipates, then the body's nervous system is able to heal itself. You have two aspects of your nervous system. You have the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight, flight, or freeze. You have the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and relax. So when you injure your knee, your sympathetic nervous system kicks in. It makes you more tense. Your heart beats faster. Your blood pressure increases. Your pupils get narrower. Your adrenals kick in. All of that mechanism for your body to protect itself kicks in. It makes your body tighter. And the more knee pain you experience, the tighter your body gets, the tighter your body feels. On the contrary, you have the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and relax. And the more comfort you create in your knee, the more your body feels safe, the more it can let down and let go of the tension that it's holding on in your knee, the better you're going to be able to sleep at night. And when you sleep at night, that's where your body is able to recover from the knee injury. So the more that we can create the conditions that allow the body to let go of that tension, the more the body can heal itself at night. And that is what is so key, is that by addressing those tension patterns and creating comfort, we create the optimal conditions for your body to heal what's going on in the knees. It's a very simple concept. However, it's, you know, of course, it's challenging to do because, well, we have lives, we have jobs, we have families, we have different cultures and religions and situations where maybe the diet isn't optimal here. Maybe the, you know, getting the right water or the proper amount of water may not be totally doable. Maybe the exercise, like I had one woman that was in the Himalayas in, I believe it was India. She was in the mountains of India. So to find a place that she can do some of the exercises was quite difficult because the culture didn't allow it. You know, the culture wasn't so apt to have women do these types of exercises in a public place. And then at home, it's like she didn't have the room. So that can make it kind of challenging. So there's that component. Then you have diet. Sometimes cultures and religions have certain rules on diet. Like some people who are vegans or vegetarians are eating lots of grains because of their belief system. Well, if grains are causing inflammation in your guts, well, then that can prevent your knees from healing. You know, so there's so many dynamics that go into it. As far as getting over knee pain, it's important to look at all these things and find the path of least resistance, so to speak, and how we can get the body to get over what's going on. And of course, everyone's individual situation is everyone's individual situation. It's not that I believe that one way is better than the other. However, if the end result is you want to get out of knee pain, let's set up those conditions. Let's set it up so your knees let go of the pain. So the body has no other choice except for being out of pain. That's my approach. That's what I believe in. And I will be there to help and support anybody who does want to get out of knee pain, who needs that help, who needs that support, and who's consequently they've exhausted all other options and they don't know where to go or what to do. The only thing they're looking at is a surgery down the road. And they're living in excruciating pain now, and the best that suggestion that can be given is prescription drugs and painkilling shots. And to me, that's not much of an option. You really want to, I believe there's an infinite number of options. And we just need to explore different ways. So anyhow, those are all the questions for today. You can send questions to bill@thekneepainguru.com. Feel free to do so. However, like Linda, who was upset at me for not getting to her questions, understand that I get a ton of questions. There's a lot of people with knee pain. And then multiply that by two because everybody has two knees. That's kind of a joke. Anyways, send me questions. I'll get to them if I can. Leave questions on my blog. Go to thekneepainguru.com and check out my blog. I have podcasts on there. I have tons of information there. If you're interested in just the basics, like where do I start, go to freekneepainreport.com. Put in your first name and email address, and I'll get a document out to you that goes over the five key components to getting over chronic knee pain. I do this podcast pretty much weekly, so I'll have new content based on the questions that I receive. If you're more interested in like getting involved, like you really want to get your knee pain gone, send me that email to bill@thekneepainguru.com and put it attention free consult. And what we'll do is we'll set up a free consultation, and then we'll see if working together would be feasible. And I do one-on-one consultations where I basically work like I've been working with Janelle and Zach. And we work on a weekly basis. We figure out what you need to do in terms of getting out of chronic knee pain, like the shortest distance between where you are and where you want to be. And if I can help you, I bring all of my 10-plus years of knowledge and experience and bring that to help you get out of knee pain. And consequently, people get out of knee pain quite quickly. So if you're really serious about doing that, shoot me that email. We'll get that set up, and we'll make that happen. It is not a problem. It's just a point of those who want to step forward and make it happen. So that is it for this week. Look forward to more questions next week. Thank you so much for being here, and have an absolutely wonderful day.